Hello, Namaste, Salaam Alaikum, Sat Sri Akal. Welcome back to another session with your Wah Chef at Wareva.com. Today I'm going to show you vegetable biryani. A lot of you have been asking, okay, you showed vegetable pulao in the rice cooker, showed chicken biryani, lamb biryani. How about vegetable biryani? So today I'm going to make that. To prepare vegetable biryani, we have to understand one thing very important. You have to make sure your vegetables are done right, because that's what gives a very nice flavor to your dish. So to do this, add some oil in a hot pan, add some whole garam masala. I've got cinnamon, cardamom, cloves, everything. So once you saute your whole garam masala, add shahi jeera, okay? Add some ginger garlic paste. Add vegetables. For vegetable biryani, do not cut vegetables into small pieces. Make them little bit bigger pieces so that when you cook it, you want these nice vegetable pieces to come while you eat the biryani. So I've got some carrots, some cauliflower, and I've got potatoes. Look at the way I cut these potatoes into nice sticks. Okay? So when you actually cook them, you can actually see these vegetables are not mashed up. I've got some paneer also, but I'm going to add this a little later. When your vegetables are frying in this ginger garlic paste, add salt. In this preparation, we are going to cook the vegetables till they are 70% done, and then you add rice on top over it. Now, if you see this potato, it is slightly brown. You know, you want your vegetables to be nicely sauteed. This sauteing of vegetables give very nice flavor. I'm going to add fried onion on top of it later. I want all the vegetables to have slight brown coating on the vegetables, and then I'm going to let them steam and cook. I'm going to add half of the mint and coriander. See, this mint gives very nice biryani flavor to the rice dish. And then I'm going to add some green chili. I've cut them really big pieces. You want this green chili to be big pieces because you don't want them to disappear into this preparation. Every time I add chili powder, turmeric and coriander powder, cumin powder, and I make my own biryani masala. But today I'm going to use the store-bought biryani masala so that, you know, a lot of you can use this way. Just use just one packet of biryani masala powder. Okay. So now if you notice, all my spices are coated very well on these vegetables, okay? So that is what you want. You want your vegetables to be flavorful in your biryani. You don't want them just like boiled vegetables, which don't taste at all. So to this, what I'm going to do, I'm going to add half of the yogurt I have. Not too much, I'm going to add very little yogurt. So at this point of time, I'm going to add some of the paneer I have. To be very effective, always use a bigger pan, like the non-stick pan like what I am using, and that way the water evaporates faster and you get your vegetables very nicely coated with the masalas. Whether you take a piece of potato or you take a piece of cauliflower or carrot or even paneer, see, all of them have a very nice coating of these masalas, and I'm going to keep it aside. I have soaked rice for almost 1 hour now. Usually if you soak it for 30 minutes, it's good. So, and also remember, you know, you should buy basmati rice, which by itself smells really nice. So I've got here some water boiling. I'm going to add some oil to it. If you want, you can add some garam masala. I'm going to add shahi jeera and some cloves and cardamom. So it's up to you. If you want to add, you can add. I'm going to add to this preparation. Bring it to boil. But remember one thing, since I have soaked this rice so long, this rice is going to just cook in less than 3-4 minutes. Vegetables are 70% done, so I'm going to cook this rice also till it is 70% done. Rice is almost getting done, so we're going to drain this rice. Check this. This is, you know, almost 70% done. You know, I take some of these, half of these vegetables. Okay, I'm going to divide into two portions, and I'm going to spread the first portion on bottom of this vessel. Okay. And then to this bottom portion, I'm going to add some more yogurt. Okay. And then I'm going to add some nuts, some cashew nuts, some almonds. And then I'm going to heat it up a little bit and check the seasoning. If you want to add a little bit more salt, you can add. Okay. And then sprinkle some of this fried onion. Okay. Make sure the flame is very sim. And then put half of this rice. Okay. Excellent. And then on the top, I'm going to use little bit of these vegetables. A little bit leftover vegetables. Okay. Look at this. All these vegetables have a very nice flavor and they're going to remain so flavorful. You add some of this fried onion. See, this fried onion gives very nice sweet flavor to your rice biryani. Okay. And then sprinkle the rest of the rice. Now on top of this, we're going to put some more chopped coriander and the mint leaf that is left. At the last, what we'll do is we're going to sprinkle a little bit of saffron color. While I was a kid, you know, my mom always, whenever she made vegetable biryani, you know, she used to add some fried bread. You know, from the double kamita, I kept some of this bread. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it on top of this. Okay. So after you're done adding the color, the bread, everything, just cover this with a lid. Okay. Now, I know a lot of you are getting this chicken biryani, lamb biryani without getting burnt. But some of you are still unable to figure out and you are thinking maybe, you know, there is something wrong with the recipe. Trust me, professional chefs will never have the bottom burnt, you know, because they're very careful. But a lot of you, if you're just starting off, you know, it is a problem that you'll all face. So I found one more method how we can avoid that completely. So to avoid this burning, we have something called as hot bain-marie. That is what we do to keep food hot. And a lot of times when we make desserts in bakery, we use a bain-marie so that it doesn't burn at the bottom. Bain-marie is nothing but a bigger vessel in which there is some water. What you do, you take this biryani container and put it on top of that. When you put water at the bottom in a bigger vessel and then you put another vessel on top, this is your wash-up guarantee that it will not burn. I have been cooking this vegetable biryani in the bain-marie for last 30 minutes. Okay, now the biryani is almost done. So let's understand this bain-marie one more time. The top vessel is sitting in the bottom vessel with little water in the bottom vessel. And with the heat from the water like a steam, it is cooking. You can do another thing is you can put this whole vessel in the oven and it will make a perfect biryani. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Wow. Look at this green chili also. It's full of nice flavors. Now, you know, check this biryani. Oh, wow. Look at this bottom of this vessel. And when you put on a double bain-marie, you know, the bottom will shine as when you started the cooking process. So, let's taste this biryani. Wow. See, and another thing. I cook this bread over top of it and still it is crunchy. It is, you know, kids love, especially when you add, you know, fried bread to biryani, and that gives a very nice sweet flavor too. Even if you look at these potatoes, they look as if they have been roasted, you know, that's beautiful they look. Huh. So dear friends, I hope you have enjoyed learning to cook this awesome vegetable biryani. But remember, vegetable biryani needs more attention than both non-vegetarian biryanis, because if you want to retain nice flavors and make each piece of vegetable very tasty, you know, just follow the procedures I have shown. And do not forget that Varava is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your cooking tips and recipes so others may benefit from your bakery. Thank you.